is Radio Sovereign, broadcasting on 200 metres 7 days a week. Radio Sovereign, Britain's first solid gold radio.
If you should tell me that I'll always be the one you'll always love so true, then I can tell you I could easily fall in love with you. It wasn't long ago I saw you there, but even then I thought I knew that given half a chance I could easily fall in love with you. I've been too long on my own somewhere now. I've been too long by myself. Don't ever change the smile you're smiling now, and please don't let me see you blue. Then I can tell you oh so easily, I could easily fall in love with you. I've been too long on my own by myself. I couldn't feel more lonesome now if I was left on the shelf. Don't ever change that smile you're smiling now, and please don't let me see you blue.
Cliff Richard, of course, and I Could Easily Fall. Shannon and Keep Searching, Follow the Sun. Well, if you can find it, I think we could even give away a Radio Sovereign sweatshirt. Seriously, though, it's 10:05 to 5 o'clock. Sovereign, in your home, in the streets, and in your car, whatever you're doing. Music for you. Great gold, great oldies. Back to 1962 now.
If you were a rock and roll record, you would be a hit, I hope. If you were a rock and roll record, you'd be played on every record. Go round and around.
Cannon from 1962, if you were a rock and roll record, I'd be playing with you all the time. That was one of those records that didn't quite make it, from Candy Choir, and produced and written by Barry Ryan. It's 5.5 minutes to five time, I think, just the one more. Before the weather and everything else at the top of the we have to do.
Of silvery rain in the fountains, and 10 cent red roses from department store counters, watching the moonlight reflect off the river. Beside where the trains cross the bridge and slow down, trains with white letters on black iron side, and wild rushing water that all rolls away, and little miss someone does not want to stay. Everyone's moving with places to go, and Mr. Zero, he sadly stands still. As the water goes one way, the train goes another. Mr. Zero stands still and miss someone, don't bother. Yesterday's kiss will be cold by tomorrow, as campfires of midnight dissolve in the darkness. The room is deserted, the blinds have been drawn. Little miss someone has packed up and gone. Fast-moving cars disappear down the highway, with signs that say hitchhikers do not disturb. Mr. Zero looks quietly up on the curb. Morning has faded and shadows have grown, and little miss someone is on her way home. Mr. Zero stands watching her plane flies above, and with frostbitten hands waves goodbye to his love. Walks through the park on a bright summer Sunday, and tapestry kittens that hung on the wall, they all die in the air like a soft minor chord, a vacancy sign and a bulletin board. Mr. Zero is wrapping his jacket around him, speaking kind words that should have been said long ago, but little Miss Someone does not want to know. The night is deserted, there's dust on the shelf. Mr. Zero sits lonely and talks to himself. It's too late to change, the fine line has been crossed. The charade's all done, Mr. Zero has lost.
Back to 1966, Keith Relf and Mr. Zero.